Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Toonami Therapy. It's March 14th. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And I am also experiencing all sorts of crazy internet issues that that I managed to jerry-rig a sort of way to do it, but I had to record in a different place than normal, so there might be a little background noise that gets picked up, just so you know. Okay, so, oh, sorry, were you saying something?
Nope.
Okay. And also, in addition to that, it means that I, because of lack of internet, I'm not able to actually access, look at various synopses and stuff so I can remember characters' names and all the things that happen in an episode. So I'm going to be going a bit off memory, so I'm going to need you to maybe help me fill in on some things in regards to that.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll get going, and first one, let's see, episode I'm actually having a lot of trouble remembering, Dragon Ball Super episode 101, probably because it's the one, the first of all the things I watched, though it is out of my memory the worst.
Well, you had people fighting, people fighting, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I remember they were, I think they were, well, the problem is I remember stuff, but I'm trying to remember if the things were from this episode or the previous episode. They mostly were going off against, I can't remember what universe number it is, the one with like the red and black sort of uniforms. They all ended up being able to beat them, leaving, I think, just Top and Jiren, who just decided to wander off because and show up later when you know, they need more excitement, I guess. And then, Goku and Kale and Khalifa, they, like, just kind of split ways. And Goku's like, yeah, I want to fight you when you're stronger. And I'm thinking, Goku, if at the end of this, one of you is supposedly going to die. So, I mean, this is your last chance to fight.
In this. Yeah.
Maybe he's referring to it to fighting later in the tournament or something, because you can achieve all sorts of crazy power-ups during these tournaments, in which I think, 3 minutes have supposedly passed?
Yeah. Goku's got such an obsession with fighting.
I know, it's an annoying thing, and something a lot of people don't like about Super, that he, I mean, that was always a part of his character, but it's really magnified in Super.
Yeah, yep.
All right,
Boruto is next.
Yeah, episode 21. So basically, everyone kind of manages to catch up with Sasuke and Sarada. And Sasuke's go, oh, yes, you're Sarada. I had a daughter. I guess I did have a daughter. Hi. And then she's, you know, kind of points out, you're not around. What in the world is going on? This is really weird and such. And while it's her frustration is understandable, she got a little angsty for my taste in regards to this. But then, Sakura does show up with, I can't remember the person she was with. Or was she just alone? She was alone. Okay. Oh, I'm thinking of a different character that didn't come there. And then everyone gets split up, I think.
You forgot the best part of the episode, Cho-Cho. Cho-Cho. She was like, there's no way this guy could have been my dad.
Honestly, I am kind of enjoying her a little more in the anime than the manga, and it's a weird thing because it's like she's supposed to be normally funny, but I'm finding her funny but in an ironic way. It's one of those weird things where the humor doesn't work, but because it doesn't work, it ends up being funny anyway.
Mm-hmm. To me.
Yeah, much to say there. All right, so My Hero Academia, episode 40. All right, so they go to the class trip, but then they all get told that they have to then go through a forest with a bunch of monsters in order to get to the training place they're supposed to be. So everyone works together and manages to make it there. Then there's, of course, the obligatory, hey, let's have everyone be in the hot springs, and let's and the stuff between the guys and the girls is just this big wall, which of course results in one person trying to peek in Maynette, of course. Okay, I've got a question. Has that strategy, you know, when you're in the hot springs, of the guy deciding, I'm going to try to get a glimpse of the girls, has that ever worked in anime? Ever?
Yeah, it used to in pretty much everything, it would happen, but like we're now in an era where that's, people get offended by that, so now we're not allowed to have
I should rephrase that. Has that ever worked without the guy either failing or getting beaten up somehow?
Yeah, I noticed though that they wouldn't let anything happen there, and I wonder if that's has something to do with the fact that like everyone gets all upset about that these days, so they didn't want that to happen. So
I don't know. Yeah. I'll admit I'm not an expert on Japanese culture, but I don't think they're quite as much about that sort of thing as often is in the U.S. I think mostly in this case, well, yeah, when I said it doesn't work, I mean like, you know, they actually get to look and they don't like get beaten up somehow afterwards. I think it's more just because Mineta is just supposed to be so pathetic that he doesn't even get that. He just climbs up and then gets knocked down. Yeah, I don't know. It just felt to me like this has nothing really to do with the episode, but it reminds me, how many times has there been the time where the character says, like, do this thing for me, like, tell me this information or whatever, and I will grant you a quick and painless death? When has anyone ever actually, in response to that, done it? There have been plenty of times where someone says, tell me this and I will let you live, and people have done it. Or, do this and I will let this other person live, and they've done it. But I can't think of a single time the whole, do this and I will grant you a painless death, has ever worked on anyone ever. So, yeah, I kind of skipped through it, but I thought it was a decent episode on the whole. I mean, the best part is them, you know, all trying to go into the forest and stuff, and then the rest of the shenanigans I thought weren't quite as interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Am I forgetting? I know there's the stuff where you learned about the backstory of that kid, but you know, that wasn't.
By the way, what's the name of the facepalm guy?
Which character are you? Do you mean
the facepalm guy? You know, the guy who's got the hand on top of his face. It's a villain.
It's him. It's in front. Yeah, him. He's a Shigaraki.
Okay.
That was it. Okay. For some reason I was thinking of someone actually doing a face palm, but he does it more on his, I mean, I guess it is a face, but it's not like what I think of when I think face palm. I thought you were talking about someone who frequently face palms. Okay. So Starred Art Online episode 54. All right. So we cut away from Kirito's adventures somewhere into the real world, so I actually can understand what's going on. I'll get to that in a minute. So he gets hit and he's like all in the hospital and stuff. So then they want to visit, you know, Asuna and the others want to visit him, but get told like they can't or something. And she's like, what, family can't? And that was the first question. In what way, because she refers to them as like family. I thought they were just dating. Did they get married at some point? Because I don't remember that.
I don't remember it either, but given the fact that they have this fairy thing that follows them around calling them mommy and daddy, yeah. All bets are off.
Yeah, but it always like did that from what I remember. So I don't know. It's just he said it, and I was just thinking, did that happen off screen or something? Or anyway, so they so the per they won't aren't like able to for unknown reasons. Now, the normal thing to do would be to try to get because the hospital is clearly not allowing you to visit when you should, would be to, like, you know, maybe contact the police, get some lawyers. No, in Sword Art Online world, it's to go through a convoluted spying mechanism to try to figure out where Kirito is. And then this even more convoluted way mechanism for Asuna managing to sneak to the place where he is, so then she can insist on seeing him, which is... When they, like, explain all the stuff, it's like, oh, well, I did all this. Oh, well, I swapped the pictures in these things. And I was just like, wow, that's really convoluted.
Oh, we have the return of the Medicuboid.
The what?
Remember that? The Medicuboid?
I cannot remember. I'm sorry. What is that again?
Medicuboid.
Oh, the Medicuboid. Oh, yes, now I remember. Now I remember that thing that was... Yeah, I got it now. I remember now. Like, barely. It's been a while. Yeah, well, I mean, this episode I thought was kind of silly in a number of ways. It's just they do all this stuff, and I'm just like, you know, if you can get the law involved, I'm sure you could get some information that way. But they have to go through all this stuff. But, you know, things are happening. I understand it. So, you know... It's a Sword Art Online that I like that I enjoy more. When it's not as smart as it thinks it's being, but it's at least comprehensible.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So we get Megalobox episode 11. So Joe is up against a match, except he's supposed to throw it in because so that the guy can make his money and they can, you know, pay him off and stuff. And so, you know, of course, there's a bunch of that, but, you know, then he, Nanbu is, like, telling him, like, you know, gets him to change his mind, so he fights and wins it, and Nanbu's like, okay, well, I'm just going to stab out my eye as payment, and fortunately, the gangster guy is, I guess, sort of honorable, so he's like, well, he cut his eye out, so I guess this makes up for all the money I lost on the bet, somehow. Do eyes go for a lot in that world or something? But, of course, I have to say, you probably know what I'm talking about. There's that part where the kid, I can't remember his name, just randomly starts rapping out of nowhere.
That was terrible. That was embarrassing.
It was one of the... It's just so crazy and random. It doesn't feel like it fits the show at all.
That was the worst. I can't believe they allowed that.
Yeah, it would have been like if in the middle of like The Godfather, they started up that like Camelot song from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So it was. I just can't let it go. It was so completely crazy and felt so out of place.
Yeah, I can't believe that they actually made the voice actor. I don't know if that was the voice actors doing it or not, but that was just nuts.
Yeah, it just turns into a music video. It's so... Completely. I know I'm focusing.
What did it have to do with anything?
I don't know. Maybe the only thing I can think of is, well, actually, let me double check something about it. I mentioned I like don't internet's actually working right now, but I'm trying to see, like, was that like an actual like song that he just had the character like sing or something? I think it was from some... I'd have to look a little more into it, but I think it might have been a song from someone like that they then put in. I assume it was like, you know, then translating into English, but just isn't... I don't know. It's just so... I just keep saying it. You won't almost have to like see it to believe it. Okay, that bit of craziness aside, I did enjoy the episode. Outside, sorry.
Actually, I thought it was a great episode, except for the rap of, I mean, and even the rap could be considered a good thing for unintentional entertainment, which, I'm always big on unintentionally entertaining stuff. But it really built up to something exciting, and then whenever there pops no, and then they come in and they find out he stabbed out his eye, and it like really hits home hard that like how brutal it is, this world they're in, and it kind of turns him into a hero, whereas before that I just kind of thought of him as a sleazy guy who didn't have very good morals, but now I view him as a hero. So I really enjoyed this episode. I think this might have been the best episode yet.
I did like it. Outside of one thing I was going to, one again sort of minor more minor quibble, which is the fact that the way it's presented is that Joe has like such an upper hand, like he's doing really great, and it's only because of him throwing the fight he like doesn't he seems to have no chance of winning. I'm just thinking, but this guy is supposed to be like one of the best ones. Why is he having an easy time against him when he was struggling so much against weaker guys beforehand?
Yeah, that's something to think about.
But yeah, other than that, very good episode, and even the rapping was, oh, I mean, I think I did laugh at it. It was just so weird. Okay. So JoJo's Bizarre Adventure episode 26. So that guy in the photograph like is now going around shooting people with the arrow to give them stand powers in order to like plague the main character. So he hits this random kid who's obsessed with, and this is a weird thing, they keep saying Rochambeau. Right? Why don't they translate it into rock, paper, scissors? Because that's like the English word for it. That was just anyway, so the guy's obsessed with it, so he keeps like making Rohan try to do it. Eventually they of course get into like a sort of stand battle about it, where the winner has to win the final rock paper scissors thing. And wow, I'm just realizing how much stuff I'm able to skip past in this episode. Anyway, so he's able to win though by manipulating the forcing the kid to choose rock, because he's able to, and this part is just so soundingly convoluted. So that invisible baby that Joseph's been carrying around, he uses his stand, Heaven's Door, which lets him, kind of control people on that, to make the baby grab the kid, while invisible, grab the kid's hand, and then force him to make it into a rock, like the rock shape. Which brings me to one, how did the baby manage to get all the way over there and do it? Two, how strong is that baby if it's able to force him, his hand into that?
Yeah,
Also, sorry.
you forgot the other question. Whatever happened to the senile Joseph Joestar?
You just, I. Yeah, I don't know. Where did the baby just disappear? Where did he? That is a question, I guess. But the bigger request, one final thing I wanted to mention, he doesn't even to know what that what happened that he like wrote on like the baby sort of like I guess soul or whatever he writes on, that you will he will grab him and to make his fist into a rock. Except it appears on the screen so quickly, I wasn't able to read it the first time.
Yeah.
I had to go back and see, oh, that's what it said. Also, yeah, that's basically the episode. I'll be honest, it was, I didn't really like it that much.
Oh, I hated this episode.
I saw a,
What
yeah, sorry. I saw,
waste of
I keep interrupting you, sorry. Yeah, I saw like some people on like some people like ahead of time said like, oh, this is one of the worst episodes of the entire franchise. So.
Well, they were right.
Yeah, there were a few things I liked it, but mostly it just felt like a waste of time. The stand battle wasn't really that interesting. The resolution, for the reasons I gave, was kind of weird. It was really, I liked it to some extent. It's JoJo, so you how do you say it, when there's a show you really like, when even like a week, when there's a weak episode, your like of the rest of the show manages to sort of elevate it, so to speak? I kind of felt that's what happened here.
Well, for me, it was the worst thing I watched this week. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do much to defend the episode. I just think that was funny where someone said, oh, like, this is like one of the worst episodes of the anime, like the whole anime, all of them. Actually, I think someone might have said like the worst, like one of the worst stand battles like in the series, including all the later manga stuff. So yeah, this is considered pretty down there. Okay, Hunter x Hunter episode 134.
Okay, so Octopus, Ikago, and Palm have captured Welfin, who's like this wolf type of guy who is on crutches, and they're forcing him to do what they want. So they get him to go in a truck and go deliver a message to the king. And on his way to the king, he kind of just like runs over Yuppie. Mm-hmm. Is that his name? Yuppie? Yeah. I didn't get what was going on there. But meanwhile, Poof is trying to hypnotize the millions of people, which, okay. This is just beyond stupid. Why would millions of people just go marching out ready to have who knows what happen to them? I mean, that is a huge plot hole. But
did it say it was millions?
What does it look like? Well, it looked like millions.
Oh yeah,
you know?
I feel like the word five or two or 5 million was stated at some point. So yeah, we'll go with that. Sure, go on, keep going.
So, but the interesting thing is that the king is, remember he was saying a game, and finally he realizes what the game is. So he starts like writing it on the ground, playing the game, and he can remember that he never won one game of this game, but he still can't remember who it was. So he and Poof go out, and I'm not really sure what they're doing, but then Palm and Ikago go and hide Komugi, and then Palm drops this bomb on us, which is the king will die soon. Now, what that means? Well, I mean, I know what that means because I've seen this, but
it means the author had written himself into a corner and needed a way to wrap this arc up.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna die soon, so. We've got three episodes left, and so I'll sum up the next three episodes for you. The next week's episode, the one, you know, this weekend, it's going to be a pretty cheap way of resolving things. Okay. The one after that, it's going to be really touching and really emotional, and actually one of the best parts of all of Hunter x Hunter. And then comes the final episode of the arc, which is preachy, preachy, like they preach to you. And you get preached to for an entire half hour by some extremely minor character you probably haven't even seen yet. So, or you saw this character maybe one episode, and this character is going to preach to the audience for half an hour. And it is the worst episode of Hunter x Hunter. So there you have it. That is the next three episodes, and then we'll move into the final arc of Hunter x Hunter, which is actually pretty good. So there you have it.
Okay. Right. Yeah, as soon as, like, Palm said, oh, the king will die in a few hours, I was just immediately remember that thing, last episode where I said, I don't see how they could do it without this feeling cheap. And you just started laughing and kept laughing. I was just like, and I was thinking, oh, this must be it. He's just going to, I mean, we don't know exactly why, but, well, the fact that I know that there's only three episodes left anyhow. Way means that it's going to have to be something that happens quick. But yeah, it was, there was some stuff I kind of liked, although I do remember it's suddenly they're talking all about that Shiro guy again. Remember him? The guy who just had that random half of an episode about him. And then like,
that
just
flashback.
Yeah.
That just horrible, like, flashback.
Yeah. And they're all like going to look. And so they decided to go look for the guy because he left. And it's just like, the only reason I even remember that was because I was so confused by that flashback. I had to look up some information so that made me remember. Otherwise, I would have been thinking, wait, who is Gyro?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we got that. We'll move on to our non-Toonami stuff. Ice Shield 21, episode 122.
So basically, 21-0 becomes the score, and then the gunmen decide that they were going to play football, and then it's 48-21. And that is pretty much it. They like, Just fool around for a while and fall down 21-0, and then they decide, okay, we need to win, because if we don't win, then it's going to be a really sucky championship game. So they win 48-21, and there you have it.
Yeah, I looked it. I actually did look it up to double check. Yeah, this game, I mean, it happened in the manga, but we didn't see it. It just, like, you know, was like, okay, here's the game. All right, the Wild Gunman won. Moving on. So they basically, like, took, like, one, what amounted to one page and made two episodes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah. I said, I'd rather the sort of filler that's, you know, showing stuff that was skipped over is better than when you just, like, make up stuff completely.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so Yomiushi Pedal, episode 28. Onoda pedals faster. okay, I know that's a joke, but honestly, they did do a good job, I think, getting you into it. Because, you know, even if it's just a matter of, I'm pedaling faster, so I'm getting past you, you still, like, did feel like, you know, at least I did, kind of excited about it. And it wasn't just that. They did have the part where, to sort of get past the part where all the people are grouped up, he has to go ride his bike on the, I can't remember what it's, like, called. The thing that's, like, you know, between the road and the gutter. That thing to pass them. That, so, you know, it wasn't just pedaling faster. He did have to do that to get past them. And then he sort of went into a little mini race with that, like, weird face guy, which I actually did really like, because for the first time, it made me actually sort of care about weird face guy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, the close-ups. Golly, that guy's face is scary, is spooky.
Yeah.
Like, how do you go out in, like, normal, like, life? Do people, like scream or something? Do they run from you? If I saw someone with that face, I'd at least make sure to walk on the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Inoda manages to catch up to the main team, and thus he can be their, I think, climber. That's the name for the person who's, like, in front and, you know, sort of absorbs the wind for the team. Which allows green-haired guy to decide, all right, now I'm just going to take off and go forward, and does so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so honestly, I did like this episode. It was one of the first that I've like really liked for a while.
Yeah, I liked it too, although I do think it's kind of ridiculous that he managed the past 100 people, you know? I mean, the other guys are, like, just kind of standing still while he passes them. It's like, aren't they racing, too? Did they just give up?
Well, you know? I assume most of the people who were lower later on were just the weakest racers, so he was able to get past them. The big part, I think, was when there was that big sort of bunch-up of people where no one was really able to pass each other because of, you know, there being so... the road wasn't wide enough, and Scary Face Guy was using his team to, like, keep everyone behind them by having them sort of, like, bunched up. So that was a part where Inoda, like, what, didn't it say, like, he went past, like, well, a lot of people when he did that? So,
yeah.
The big question I had, though, was when he's in the sort of race with Scary Face Guy, and Inoda thinking, okay, I just got to pass him. He's the last one I have to pass. I'm thinking, it doesn't matter whether you pass him or not. You just have to catch up to the rest of the people.
Right.
But, yeah, like I said, it may basically be like the epitome of what we've joked about in regards to pedaling faster, but it worked in this case.
Yeah.
Okay, so, let's see. Then we move on to World Trigger Episode 19. Now, if I can remember exactly where this episode... Okay, now I'm remembering. Now it's coming back to me. So first Yuma is trying to, you know, get the necessary points to become a B rank, and he manages to pass all these sort of like tests that happen like twice a week, but he doesn't get many points. So he goes into like the rank wars against individuals, where he ends up getting matched up against like the idiot trio. It just beats them all really quickly and gets a bunch of points. That part was kind of funny, I thought. Anyway, meanwhile, Osamu gets sort of challenged by this other guy who... and Osamu decides, okay, I haven't lost enough yet.
Mm-hmm.
So then he goes up against him and loses, like, 0-10. And then... Yuma shows up and the other guy's like saying, oh, well, all the people who watched Osamu get beaten, I didn't have anything to do with it, which Yuma apparently, you know, like does that thing where he like realizes the lie. So he, you know, says, all right, I'll go up against and challenges him. And then they go and stuff. And he's like, and if you lose, you have to call Osamu Senpai, which is kind of cool. And that's the episode.
Yeah, I'm not liking this training arc very much.
I don't know if I'd really call it a training arc exactly. It kind of is, but it's more... It's not really so much training as it is just going up against, I guess, stronger people and such. We do get into a really good arc soon, though.
Okay. Yeah, I would consider it a training arc because that's pretty much... All they're doing is just trying to improve their standing within the border, and I don't know. I enjoy some of the Yuma stuff, but I stopped really enjoying it the way I used to because it just... kind of has died down a bit, so hopefully we'll get some better stuff soon.
Yeah, let me See, oh yeah, we're getting into some pretty good stuff really soon. I think things get like more, especially more interesting, like right after they sort of finish up with this battle between you and the guy. So that's where they start up some great stuff. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was okay, but it was more, I think, a pacing thing. I kind of feel like this could have been done a little quicker and would have worked better. All right, so we conclude with Steins Gate episode 6. So they do some further experimentation regarding the sort of time traveling, sending the bananas back in time, and sending texts and stuff. And there's that. And other than that, all that really happens is what's her name? That the person who ran into the like main character like a while ago and you know kept sending him all that text, like, just kind of shows up, and then of course everyone mentions a time machine while she happens to be there. So he's like, okay, well, you are laboratory assistant 005.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of where the episode ends. It's I feel it's the same thing as the previous episode and several like previous ones where I'm like, okay, the character interactions, they're fun. Those are good. That's like the best thing about the show. But the plot is going so slowly.
Yeah, that's the thing I was about to say. It's just the plot is moving at a snail's pace, and it's just really going by slowly, and I'm like, just keep wondering, when is something exciting going to happen, you know?
Yeah, I actually, it's funny. Okay, so we picked this up because my brother kept recommending it to me, and I actually was able to talk to him, like, today. So I was saying, well, you know, the character interactions are fun, but the plot is going, like, glacially. When does it, like, get better? And he couldn't remember exactly what, like, episode numbers everything corresponded to, but I told him, well, this is the point where I was, and he said, oh yeah, he said, like, some important stuff is coming soon. So I think, like, you know, in an episode or two, things will pick up a little, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
I know they pick up at some point, because I've seen so many people saying, oh, like, you know, it gets really good midway through. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just glad the interactions between the characters are good, because otherwise, like, this show would have nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Yeah. Hopefully it picks it up soon. Okay.
All right, that's all of our stuff. We go to our top three, and looking at that and suddenly realizing that this wasn't really that great of a week on the whole.
Oh, I didn't think it was that bad. I have some solid choices.
Sorry, you can keep going.
Okay, my top pick for the week will be Megalobox. Even though there's that rap in it, I still thought it was a very compelling episode. Hunter x Hunter comes in second. And for third place, I think I will take Boruto, because Boruto, I just love Chocho. You know, Chocho's great.
Okay. Sorry, what did you say the second was?
Hunter x Hunter.
Okay. Okay. Well, when I said weak, it's not so much as a week, it's just that so many of the things that I usually put at the top, like, weren't that great this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh golly, how long has it been since there was a week where I didn't have JoJo in my top three? Because, spoiler, it's not in my top three this week.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think I'll go first will be, I agree, Megalobox. Number two, I have to go with Megalobox. The outside of the rap, it was good. And the rap, like, I know I talked so much about it, but it just was so baffling that I ended up just kind of liking it. Second would be Yomushi Petal. And third place would be, yeah, you know what? I'll go with Hunter x Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll find out all that exciting stuff next week. And I also want to make it clear that I have a Facebook page where I'm trying to promote our podcast now. So maybe that'll get it out there a little more. It's just under my old blog's name, Anime Bull, where I created the page a long time ago and never really used it. And now, like, that's my new thing for blogging, because it's like no one ever commented. No one comments on blogs anymore. So I figured I can, since, like, my thoughts on anime, like, aren't big enough to do a whole blog post anymore, Facebook posts are the perfect size for my thoughts. So I can just shoot one off in 15 seconds. And I'll also be posting links to our podcast so people can find the podcast. So there you go.
Okay. So, okay. Well, I was looking up something on Stein's gate, and of course I inadvertently took like a brief glimpse at something that had a spoiler in it. Well, it's one of those weird things where it wasn't even like, I only got like part of the sentence, so I just knew there was some, so like, it's not even really that much of a spoiler. It would be like if you say, it feels like it's kind of like if I were to say in, like if you were to spoil, quote unquote, The Empire Strikes Back by saying, by just knowing someone is someone's father. That sort of thing, I guess. Yeah, that's my weird analogy of the week. Although I usually don't know if I give weird analogies each week, so I don't know if I can call it from of the week. Well, yeah, that's what we've got. We can you can see our previous episodes at tsunamitherapy.podbean.com. We normally put them up each Thursday. Although sometimes we inadvertently miss weeks. We actually almost missed this week because there was something I had to do, but sort of last minute it turned it ended up not happening. So we were able to get this up normally. Other than that, we'll see you next time and we'll try to do better.